Kashif, I was excited to have the opportunity to interview you, obviously, because I'm a journalist and I'm curious about what perspectives or even ethical values we have in common. But for the community's sake, I thought it would be interesting to hear from you, your experience kind of exploring the media here in the United States. Are there any kind of similarities between how journalists operate and do their jobs, or do you spy on Richard in his cubicle and question some things he does?
No, I mean, I've seen a huge difference. The newspapers here, and I'm very impressed that the newspaper here, they're working for a community, for the betterment of community. They give so many community news, the news about neighborhood. In Pakistan, we focus on national news, the international news, and people likes it. They know a lot about international affairs, but we don't focus on community news at all. I'm taking some ideas from here.
Really? Like what?
Yes. Like that we should focus on community news as well, because it's, in the end, it's all about the betterment of the neighborhood or the community you're living in, to make that better place for others and for your generations.
Well, and certainly there are differences. Richard and I, we don't have to fear censorship or, heaven forbid, kidnapping, because I mean it's in our constitution, and I know that's not the case in Pakistan. It's has been ranked one of the most dangerous places for a journalist to do their work.
Right, it's very difficult. My colleagues, two of them, they were shot. One was shot thrice, and the other was had 5 bullets, but both survived luckily and. Thank God.
By whom was it? Government?
By terrorists, by the militant wings of the political parties and the religious parties. They are very much active over there. But there are a huge number of journalists who are working very hard, and they are risking their lives. They are risking their family's life to dig out the truth and let people know what is happening in country and who is doing it and why they are doing it.
So. Well, and when you say journalists out there risking their lives to tell these stories.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You yourself are one of those journalists.
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
Is it? Richard tells me you were actually kidnapped twice.
Yeah. Militant wings of the political parties, they kidnapped me first time for 24 hours, tortured me, and they gave me the warning and let me go. The second time was worst. Another political party, because I was reporting on their how they get money, how they treat people, how they're killing people, why they're killing people. So they came to know about it, and I was kidnapped for 3 days. They tortured me, beat me, and didn't give me anything to eat. They were giving me electric shocks, and I was blindfolded all the time. So. I mean, when they punch, I didn't know that it's coming. And they was kept saying that we're going to shoot you. We're going to shoot you. And they used to, like, load their pistols. And they said that, do your final prayers. We're finishing you off.
What was going through your mind?
Fear. Immense fear. Because I'm human. I'm scared to die. I have a fear. I was thinking about my dad, who passed away like when I was 18. I was thinking about my girlfriend. I was thinking about my family, my brothers, my friends. I was thinking all the phases of my life. So it was very hard.
And yet you're still doing your job.
Yeah, what? I am. How? I am. And I'll be doing my job. I'm living as a journalist. I'll die as a journalist.
Why are you so committed to it if it poses that horrific
because
risk?
I cannot see people the way they are in my country. People from every part of society, they lost their lives. Their family are still mourning because of war against terrorism. So I thought, I mean, back in mind, that something is wrong with us. I mean, they cannot do their business freely. They have to pay extortion money to the political parties, to the bandit groups. And the corrupt government we have very, I mean, very corrupt government. Mm. So it brought me into this profession. Definitely, I have a in my personality, I have a curiosity to know things. So,
and I think that's where a degree isn't necessary for journalism.
And so it's a curiosity to know things, and it is in our blood.
Can you just explain what your future plans are regarding journalism in Pakistan?
I wish I could do my PhD from here.
Here in the United States?
Yes. I have a strong desire because we don't have very good institutions over there. And I want to go back and to train the journalists how they should work, how they can take care of themselves while reporting. They really don't want to be kidnapped twice or for 24 hours or 3 days.
Thanks for that question, Richard.
It's something we've talked about a lot. Yeah. And I went to Pakistan in 2012, and it was fascinating about how passionate they are about journalism, but also how green they are in terms of training and just knowing what they should do, both ethically and for safety reasons. So I was very impressed when he said he wants to go back and teach in the institutions there, because that was something that a group of us, I went with like 9 other journalists, and that's something that we identified pretty quickly, is that there's a lot of passion there, but just not a lot of training.
And, you know, the most important part is that I keep telling people that you should know what is going on in the world. You should know what is going on in Africa. I mean, not on a daily basis. I mean, you guys don't have time at all. But whenever they hear that something happened in another part of the world, they can Google it. I mean, you don't have to go. You don't have to book your ticket and go over there to see what is going on. We are living in the 21st century. We have tablets, we have gadgets, we have everything. So just Google it. Find it out. I don't want to see another 9/11. I don't want to see another attack on Pakistan. So I don't want to see these incidents at all. So for that, we all have to be aware.
It's so interesting that you don't want to see these things, but it's your job.
Yep.
To report on them, to witness them, and to see them. But yeah, you would prefer not to have to do that.
Right. I want to do the job like Richard is doing, to wake up in the morning, be relaxed, go to the office, meet with the people, do your story, come back home, and have good time at home. I don't want to see dead bodies at all. I don't want to see extortions. I don't want to see people are being hurt. I don't want to see the kids have been mistreated or the women have been mistreated over there. I still remember the 13-year-old girl gang raped in Karachi, and I went to see her in a hospital, and I don't report on rapes, but I went to see her. I went to meet her, and I was shocked to see. And when I came back home, I started crying because,
it's okay.
Because that kid was crying so bad, and in a pain, in a distress, and her parents were so poor, and she was raped by some rich guys and was in immense pain, and I couldn't see it. And we have seen dead bodies, we have seen everything, but I mean, still we are sensitive. We are not that strong to see these things, and I hope something gonna happen and every evil act would be eliminated from our society someday. And the girls can walk around easily, freely. They can do their jobs. They can have good health facilities.
Hold on to that humanity. Yes. You have to protect yourself.
Yes, we have to.
But also, I think, as a journalist, too, being able to...
We are not humans. We are not machines. I mean, we see things. We feel things. I mean, we don't like people crying in a distress. We don't see mothers are crying over the dead body of their kids. We don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. And in the end of the day, we are humans. We see things that ordinary people don't see. They just read it or they just see a news, but we see the intensity of it. It's not like the journalists are working in the United States. Seriously not. And I have a hope that one day we'll have that society where we can walk freely, we can have pubs, we can have bars over there, we can have, you know, the religious freedom, we have freedom of speech and actions. We're just playing our part sincerely and without fear.
Kashif, thank you so much for talking
with me. Thank you for having me, Cass.
And Richard, thank you as always.
You're welcome.